Hey, Internet, this is Eric M. Hunter, and this is
Hashtag Radio.
Hashtag Radio.
Newsflash. In case you didn't know, apparently the 3DS eShop is dead for indie games.
This article came across my desk. Well, not literally. I got it in an email, and then a couple of people tweeted at me from Destructoid. The article claims that developer Jules Watsom, it's got to be Watsom, W-A-T-S-H-A-M. If I mispronounce your name, sir, I do apologize. But he's known for his work for both on the Mutant Muds and Xenodrifter games that have seen predominant placement and pretty good sales both on Steam and the 3DS eShop. He's just released his newest game. Stop me if you heard this, but it's called The Chicken Wiggle. So he refers to as shockingly low sales on the 3DS. He goes on to state that Chicken Wiggle's first day sales were so low that he thought there was an error in the sales report. Okay, stay with me. He points some blame towards the lack of visibility of the game received on the North American eShop during its initial release of August 17th. So instead of calling it quits and moving on to a new project, Watsom already seems to be working on a port for the Nintendo Switch, where he hopes to find a larger audience. Now, I didn't play in this, but I'm going to check this right now. Let's look at 3DS sales. 8 months after this release, Nintendo of America announced the sales of the 3DS to surpass the original DS, blah, blah, blah. Let's pull up Wikipedia. Okay. As of June 30th, 2017, Nintendo reports 67 million Nintendo 3DS units have been sold worldwide. Now, the console came out like forever ago. Okay, 2011. So this is an old-ass console, okay? Nintendo Switch. So clearly 6 months or 6 years have passed with the Switch coming out. Okay, so as of the exact same date, June 30th, 2017, units sold 4.7 million. 4.7 million compared to whatever I said before. 67 million units. 6 year gap. Okay. But apparently, Whitsome believes that if he ports this game over to the Switch, that he's going to have a larger audience. The article goes on, considering the fact that the 3DS has a library of games spanning all the way back to 2004, the launch of the original DS, it's hardly surprising to hear that the new game might not receive the attention that it deserves. And this is coming from the writer of the Destructoid article, which his name is Kevin. I am super bad with name, guys. I am so sorry. I'm just the worst when it comes to names. Mercero. Mercero. Kevin Mercero. Again, Kevin, if I mispronounced your name, I do apologize. I'm just really bad when it comes to names. So he claims that it's hardly surprising to hear that a new game might not receive the attention that it deserves. Consumers aren't exactly starved for options. How does one stand out? Excellent question. How does one stand out? Okay. The article goes on. First day sales were shockingly low. Worldwide sales for Chicken Wiggle on day one were about 10% of Xenodrifter's day one sales in North America. Xenodrifter's numbers dwarf Chicken Little's, but Xeno's numbers weren't particularly impressive compared to what is considered a success on the 3DS eShop. Chicken Wiggle's first day sales were so low, this is the developer speaking, I thought there was an error in the sales report. Many of my developer friends thought the same when I shared the news. This can't be right, echoed in my mind. So I don't know about you, dear listener, but the second that somebody starts pointing blame at a platform or the medium of which they release their content as to being the issue for not getting eyeballs or sales or ROI, it makes me wonder where the real intent is supposed to be. So I decided to go onto the developer's blog. And again, all of the links to all of the of everything is going to be in the show notes at ericmhunter.net. check it out. If all of this is clearly coming from sources that are real. I'm not just making this stuff up. I'm not that smart. Okay, so this comes from the developer's blog that the original Destructoid article was based on. This is what he says. I gave it a few days to see if the report changed the next day or the next, hoping that there was a delay in reporting or the real day one numbers would catch up. Sadly, the numbers never changed. It was indeed the real data. The next logical step was to hope that sales would increase the following days. Maybe the release day was just slow for sales? Nope. Less copies were sold on day two and even less on day three. It continued to drop each day. As of September 8th, the number of copies sold worldwide in 22 days is a little more than half that Xenodrifter sold on its first day in North America. Wow! Clearly, I misjudged something. Perhaps the game is not appealing to the 3DS eShop audience. Perhaps it's overpriced. Perhaps the 3DS eShop audience has moved on to the Switch. Maybe it is one of these things. Maybe it is all of these things. Maybe it is something else that I am unaware of. It is shocking, to say the least. Trying to find answers, I am torn between trying to find someone else to blame or asking myself, what mistakes did I make? So this developer is torn between trying to find somebody else to blame or himself and what mistakes he'd made as to why the game that he had just released called Chicken Wiggle has had poor sales. It's not a fun place to be, he continues, but it is important that I try to find out answers and learn from it so that I can avoid it happening again. So I'm a realist. I am somebody who can look at a market, regardless of what the market is, and make a decision on said market as to what I find attractive and not attractive. I am a gamer. I am what is in the pool of the quote unquote average gamer, according to studies and research that's been done year after year after year. I am also a 3DS owner and an avid gamer on the 3DS who is always looking for new games to play on my 3DS, especially indie games, because I am an indie gamer. This article that was put out by Destructoid, that was referenced from the developer's blog post, was the first time I had ever heard of this game. So let's start over. Why did this game receive poor sales? Well, let's look at the game. Now, I haven't played this game, I will admit. I have looked at assets. I've seen artwork. I've seen videos, playthroughs, everything that's available, obviously, on the internet, through YouTube or the developer's website, etc. And I can say, without a shadow of a doubt, that it is a 2D platformer featuring a colorful duo of a chicken and a worm. It is a collect-a-thon of sorts. And there's some bionic commando mechanics in the aspect of that the worm itself can elongate it, attach itself to like a roof or a side of a wall, and you can kind of swing from there, much like Bionic Commando for the NES. And there's actually a level editor, which is kind of cool. Again, it's the 3DS. You got the touchscreen. Super Mario Maker is a very popular game on both consoles, the Wii U and the 3DS. So it makes sense that you would add a level editor to your game now. That's just the thing to do. But nothing about this game from looking at the videos of the screenshots would entice me to pay $14.99. So the game is priced at $14.99, a bold price. And I applaud the developer for pricing his game at a solid $15, depending on how much time and effort he actually spent working on the game. $15 for a 3DS indie game, especially a 2D platformer with pixel art. That's a bold price. And I am fully supportive of that price. But again, it's a 2D platformer, a collectathon with a level editor. So far, other than the fact that a chicken and a worm hanging out in a backpack. Oh, by the way, the chicken is wearing a backpack. The worm is in the backpack. Stop me if you've heard this. Nothing about this game wants me to play it. Like, it's cute. Yeah, the music's okay. The platform looks halfway decent. But there's nothing that stands out that says, hey, you should spend money on this game. Now, was Xenodrifters a good game? It was. It was a very good game. Had very cool mechanics. As did Mutant Muds with the foreground, the background, the platforming, the run and gun aspects. Like, it was a pretty solid game. I don't see any of that in Chicken Wiggle that I saw in Xeno Drifter or Mutant Muds. So maybe it's the game. Maybe the game is just shit. It could be. I don't know. He mentions his PR campaign. So what was your PR campaign? Again, I was somebody who was looking for new 3DS games to buy. Why didn't I find yours? What influences did you contact and how many of them played your game? I don't know about you guys, but I'm on YouTube all the time watching Let's Play videos. Every day, on the daily, I watch Let's Play videos from the same Let's Players. Popular influencers in the gaming community right now, whether you like it or not, YouTube is a giant player when it comes to promotion. Not only just for video games, but just for anything. Who's playing your game? Okay, let's talk about the reviews you got, because he lists a bunch of reviews as evidence from the quote-unquote experts that it's a good game. So let's read over these reviews, shall we? 10 out of 10, you need Chicken Wiggle in your life. That comes from Games Reviews. Games Reviews. 9 out of 10, excellent platformer that fans of the genre should not miss. To do Jagos. 4.5 out of 5. Atui, which is the name of the developer, A-T-O-O-I, Atui, which I'm assuming, again, is how you pronounce it. If I mispronounce it, I apologize. Atui has proven it still has that magic touch. Ophirin Fall. 4 out of 5. Everything about this game is so lovingly crafted. That comes from Nintendo Oki. Are you guys keeping track of this? Is everybody keeping track of this? 8.5 out of 10. Novel play mechanics offered varied gameplay dynamics. Nintendo Ruse. 8.5 out of 10. Great platforming and game design tools. Pure Nintendo. 8.5 out of 10. One of the best games with a level editor out there. Although it's only 8.5 out of 10. That's one of the best games with a level editor out there. Shigeru News. 8.5 out of 10. Blend simplicity with sophistication into a cohesive whole. Damn. Cubed 3. 8 out of 10. Fun, adorable platformer with some generally clever features. Nin Mobile News. 8 out of 10. You start playing and you can't stop. Nintendo.pe. Who are these people? Who are these gaming sites? I have never heard of any of them. Well, Cube 3 sounds familiar. So maybe I'm just out of touch. Maybe that's what it is. I'm not on all the hip 3DS websites are. Maybe that's what it is. But none of these reviews register me as a gamer. I don't know who these reviewers are. I don't know what Games Reviews is. Like, what is that website? Like, who thinks that they're getting quality reviews from a website that's just called Games Reviews? Like, I don't get it. Like, I just don't. These reviews mean nothing to me. I have no correlation of who these websites are. I have no trust in them. I'm sorry. So to me, this is just bullshit. Like, these reviews mean nothing to me. So did you reach out to the people that matter right now? Did you reach out to those who are popular? And if you did, and they said, no, we're not playing your game, then fine. That's fine. Aren't you tired of handing out free games so you can get reviews? I pay for games. I would happy to give a review. If you offered me an early copy of your game and said, hey, I'll sell this to you or let you borrow this, dear gamer, person who buys games and spends their hard money on games for a review, I think there would be a little bit more weight to that than Nintendo Oki or Nin Mobile News. Don't you think? So that's what matters. Like, it's not how many you get. It's what those reviews actually mean. Who was giving that review is what gives it the weight. It's not the score. Scores are bullshit. And if you don't believe that at the end of the day, scores means absolutely nothing to anybody or anything, then you are nuts. Yeah, it looks nice to put 9 out of 10s and 10 out of 10s on your box art or your poster or on your website. But people know that you can buy that stuff. You can buy good reviews on games from sort of notable sources, and it could seem legit. But at the end of the day, I don't care what these reviews are, because these websites, even websites that are notable at the moment, like Kotaku, a Polygon, or GameSpot, like those are like huge forces in the gaming community right now that review games on the regular. Those sites will not be around forever. Metacritic will not be around forever. So why on earth would I waste my time and effort with anybody? I mean, just ratings are just bullshit. So where can I play this game? So I went on his website and I looked. You can only play it on the 3DS. That's it. So if you don't have a 3DS, it's done. It's out. It's done. Yeah, he's working on porting it to the Switch. But I mean, you know, a level editor, touchscreen, mobile sounds right about the alley. Try mobile. Try Steam. Try itch.io. Like, there's a lot more platforms out there. So if you're going to dump your game on a single platform and then shit on that platform, when your game doesn't succeed, well, that's your own damn fault. Like, that's just dumb. And I get it. Porting a game is difficult. Absolutely. I'm not going to lie. It's a lot of work. But what else are you doing? Except for going on your website and bitching about how you want to blame a platform or somebody else because your game isn't making any money. Like, this is all your fault. You've got nobody to blame but yourself. And if you are deeming that the 3DS eShop is dead, why on earth would you even port the Switch? Why would you think that would be a good idea to stick with Nintendo if you're going to dump this hard on a platform that they own? Stop giving them your money. It's absolutely ridiculous. If there's one thing that I've learned in life, is if you have any kind of issue or trouble or dislike to a particular brand or company, going on your blog and bitching about it does nothing. But not giving them money, that's where you hurt them. So stop giving Nintendo your money. Don't port it to Switch. Port it to Steam. Port it to itch.io. Try mobile. Go somewhere else. Because frankly, Nintendo doesn't care if your game succeeds or not. So I apologize, because all of this is going to come off as just a bitchy rant. But I mean, this stuff just drives me insane. You have to realize, any game developer that is listening to this right now, you have to remember, just making a game is not enough. It is not enough, and it will never be enough. You have to realize that not only are you a game developer, but you are also a community driver. You are a social media expert. You are a bug fixer. You are an advertiser. You are a marketer. You are all of these things. You cannot release a game on any platform, regardless of how great that game is, and just be able to sit back and relax and just wait for the money to roll in. If you want to do this, if you really want to do this, you have got to cut the shit and get to work. Hey everybody, thank you so much for listening to this episode all the way to the end. If you loved what you hear, hook it up with a 5-star rating on iTunes. If not, then give me 1 star. I'll still read your shitty ass comments. Peace.